HKX.
Mobile.
TSW Moncton.
Hey, Ken. I was wondering if you were stuck out here in traffic, but it sounds like you made it home already.
Field walking the dog.
You were on your teeny tone.
Blowing too bad right now.
Not that. You just sound different on that radio than you do your normal one.
This morning, it's like, yeah, I don't think he's driving.
You get to that certain tone of somebody or on their radio, and then something changes, and you can pick up on it.
Doing it too long?
Started. I've been doing it too long. I just started.
Years ago today, I got my technician study book. From now until St. Patty's Day to study, and then I took my test.
You long to get your technician license, then did it?
Guard.
I said you were laid off from your other job.
Good job. Good, uneventful day, but like they would say, it was productive.
Good. I've been pretty busy today. That's a good thing. Asked me why I was at John's.
11 meter antenna on your truck.
2 for 10 meters.
10 meters right down the road. Any contact on 10 going down the road?
Distance contacts.
Contact was on 10 meters down South America.
My first HF contact was on 10 meters up to Syracuse, New York.
First HF was in Canada, so Canada's DX.
Listen on 10 meters a lot, but I don't try to make too many contacts. Too hard to do while you're driving down the road.
Okay.
Coming in more and more each day, it seems like. That was several times in and out today.
Trying to get in there?
I was wondering the same thing. We'll give him a second here to try.
Dave, he ducked in the angles.
Being too big a shock when he comes out to get back on the radio.
Saying that the food prices and everything are going down, but I just don't know what store he's shopping at. It definitely ain't one around here, right? KN4TFW.
I don't know where he's shopping at, but it ain't the same place I'm shopping at.
Vice President said that, you know, she announced that the utility bills and everything were going down for the homeowners where they could afford to go on vacation and buy some other stuff.
Now I had somebody come up to the truck want me to stop for a minute. So I'm going to pull in here in the parking lot, Ken. You be careful out there walking the dog and make sure the wind don't carry you away.
Thank you. I guess not in the morning, but I'll catch you over the weekend. KN4TSF.
I may be out in the morning. Just, I never know. 73's Ken. Have a good day. KO4HKX.
KO4PXV.
KN4TSW. Interstate looked pretty clear down to the 29.
Well, it will not be once you get past there, because I'm coming up on, I'm 2.5 miles on 101, and I'm doing 6 miles an hour.
I hate it down in that area. I just hate it with a passion every time I have to go down there.
Yeah, mostly 4 days out of a week. Like I said, I've been running smooth. Like I said, just today is like, not today.
All that way, all the way to 14, and then when you go down 14, it'll be all bottled up.
I appreciate the jinx.
Seen it when it was?
Yeah, because that is definitely true. When the road gets like this, people try, you know, definitely people go ahead and jump off on this early on 14 or Brockman climb and go the back way. And it definitely makes it back up.
Off of Brockman the climbing. I cut back through there one day and, oh, God, good Lord, I couldn't believe the traffic down through there. It was bumper to bumper.
Yeah, like I said, that was obviously one of the days when the probably wreck around Pelham Road and everybody jumps off there. Because I know one day last week, or even earlier this week, I jumped off right there at Brockman McClimbing because I saw that it was already starting to back up to that point, so I went ahead and got off there.
Not any better. 29's getting to be about the same way. It was so jammed up the other day, I cut back through the country, and then I was coming up to my house, and I detoured away from my house to come down another street to avoid more traffic. It's just getting ridiculous.
Yep, definitely have to love it. It'll probably just add to the disaster of one day when there's become flying cars and then there's an accident with that. And because then when you have that coming down, then when they come down, they're obviously going to hit cars or something else that people will rubberneck about.
Those are the good old horse and buggy days when everything was laid back, right?
At some point in time, we may get back to that, but I don't foresee any point in time.
Charger on the wagon wheel, we keep our batteries charged so the radio still works.
Yeah, let's not forget the playing card and the spoke.
And those cards are worth that we all burned up, Willie Mays and all that stuff.
Nope, I always use playing cards like out of a record deck. I never used any baseball cards for that.
Baseball cards.
Yeah, I'm actually going to see my mother this weekend because she mentioned that she had some of our old toys like the G.I. Joe Jeep and one of the old Winnebagos that's full metal frame and stuff like that, and she was going to throw them out, so I stopped her real quick and said, no, I will come get them and then look at their cost because some of those things are just very expensive.
When we were young, how it was going to turn out, we took better care of them. Huh?
Yep, me and my brother always took care of the toys like that we had, and I found out the issue on 85, it's well opened up. I'm coming up on the 290 right now. A van had broke down in the inside rail of the third lane. And so once we got past that, I'm back up to run into 65.
Wish you a smooth sail all the way to pick up your daughter.
I appreciate it. Over the past weekend, we went out of town to see my daughter in North Carolina, and my daughter got to see the difference of how they act. Not saying they act bad, they just don't have the structure like, you know, we do in our house, and so she just kind of lost her mind on how she's supposed to act. So for the last 2 days, she's got a bad report from the daycare of, you know, pretty much acting the way they were. So she's going to have an attitude adjustment.
Stuff pretty quick, don't they?
Sure they do. It's easy to develop, but hard to break.
About that.
Yeah, more so since she's 3 years old, there's really nothing that she has right now that you can take away as a corrective measure. And like, well, truly she doesn't have anything that just outside of regular toys and stuff like that. She's got so many that like, whatever.
Upper hand in a few more years though.
Yeah, she will will not sit still in a timeout chair, so it's not even a fight because I've had the issue of, you know, trying to get her sitting there like 30 minutes before, and I'm like, no, by then it's ineffective and she's forgotten what she's actually being punished for, and it's end up costing you more time where she has just has to sit there 3 minutes.
Supper, Dave.
Sorry about that, Lloyd. W4DJW. I talked to Patrick on reverse while you were talking.
How could it somebody else when you went in?
You know you just went by me in front of me, right?
And I walked right in front of you because I was walking the dog right across the street, KN4TFW.
Oh, I thought you were Patrick. Patrick just went right down 290 right in front of us in his Mako Tools. Interrupt.
Not a problem. Just jump on in and join the conversation.
Singles, and I didn't see Ken, but I saw Patrick when he went right in front of me, and I waved at him, and I think he just looked at me and went,
what?
The big truck.
Who?
PRS would send out a beacon at the same time you were talking.
You were inside the store, and he had pulled off the side of the road. Somebody needed him to stop and do something, so his truck's a white truck. It says Matco.
There he is. Yeah, I was in his truck a couple of times, Ken. Did you see me waving at you when you went by Ingles just now, Patrick?
No, I did not. I was on the phone, and I've got another phone call, so let me answer it. Where's Kek?
I was talking, and I just hit reverse and talked to you on reverse. I figured I could. I heard him on reverse, too, Lloyd. I don't know where you are, but you came in strong and greater on reverse. But I hit reverse and talked to Patrick. I figured I was closer to him, so I would win. But I guess he didn't have his radio turned up if he's on the phone. Go ahead, Ken. Carry on. W4DJW.
At house, I'm headed inside, so I'm going to say you and Patrick and Lloyd, you guys have a good evening, and maybe I can catch you guys tomorrow. KN4TFW.
Have a good one. So Lloyd, you're thinking you're going to have the upper hand in a few years.
You can always hope.
Dreams. Well, speaking from experience, those are dreams. She'll have your heart wrapped around her little finger in no time. Probably already does. And that won't ever change.
Hey, boys and one girl, that girl was definitely the hardest.
These two girls, and they're 26 now, so I'm having to, you know, start over with a three-year-old. I've had her since she was, like, very, very young, like 8 weeks old, so just definitely not something I thought about doing at 57 years old.
In my experience, you never get over that. That's, you don't ever have them in control. They'll give you the illusion that you do.
Yeah, you gain back the control when you definitely take away the cell phone or take away their date night and or definitely put them on restriction where that will, you know, do the attitude adjustment very quickly. It worked with the other two.
I were able to get that to work. I used to think I had it under control too, but I found out later that I was the one that was being manipulated to believe I had control, and I was okay with that.
And also one thing that definitely worked out to my advantage, you know, I started them early due to the fact that I'm also retired military instead of spanking them, which they've asked me to do many times over. I'll go out there and have them do grass drills like push-ups, sit-ups, the bouncing ball, the dying cockroach, roll right, roll left, and you do that until you get tired watching them. And then, like I said, I've had them ask that numerous times. Can I just go ahead and spank them?
Lion, I'm very disappointed in you one time, and the one that I raised said that she would rather be spanked than hear that. It was very, very difficult for her to be disappointed to have me disappointed in her. Anyway, I got to unload groceries. Have a good ride in the rest of the way. W4DJW.
And sir, please be careful. It's KO4PXB.
7-3 Dave and Lloyd, 7-3 Z, I'm sorry to be so short this afternoon. It's been chaotic. KO4HKX.
I understand, Patrick. Hopefully those calls were about, making money, so I fully understand.
4EJY Mobile.